Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting U.S. bombers strike targets in Libya. U.S. Air Force B-52 bombers attacked Islamic State military camps in Libya in a move aimed at eliminating extremists who had escaped the former IS stronghold of Sirte. A defense official said Thursday the camps were located about 45 kilometers southwest of the central coastal city of Sirte. The strikes were carried out overnight and were authorized by President Barack Obama, marking perhaps the final use of military force by a wartime president who intervened in Libya in 2011 as part of a coalition that ultimately toppled dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The defense official said the latest strikes were aimed at hitting Islamic State militants who had escaped from Sirte after U.S. strikes largely eliminated the group's presence in that coastal city in December. At the time, Pentagon officials said they would further support counter-IS efforts if asked by Libya's provincial government. State media in Iran report a high-rise building in Tehran engulfed by a fire collapsed Thursday, killing or injuring dozens of people, among them firefighters. The blaze broke out at the Plasco building, an iconic structure in central Tehran, just north of the capital's sprawling bazaar. A spokesman for the Tehran Fire Department would not speculate on what caused the blaze. Jalal Maleki, a spokesman for the Tehran Fire Brigade, said for now we can't say exactly what caused the fire. The old and worn-out electricity lines and wires inside the building could have potentially caused the fire, but our men are still busy and we can't tell exactly what caused the fire. The building collapsed in a matter of seconds. Find out more about this at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rescue workers on